Welcome to Afterglow, a show of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. This past February, fans of the American Songbook mourn the loss of one of its icons, the great Burt Bacharach. Bacharach bucked many of the pop trends of the 1960s, preferring instead a sophisticated and urbane style of songwriting that was unlike the rock and roll sounds of his contemporaries. Moreover, his songs have endured, being interpreted over the years by countless artists. This hour we'll explore the songs of his catalog, both in their original versions and in covers by notable jazz and pop artists. It's What the World Needs Now, the Burt Bacharach Songbook, coming up next on Afterglow.
No? I just wanted to see if you were listening.
A chair is still a chair, even when there's no one sitting there. A chair. Suddenly your face appears, but it's just a crazy game. When it ends, it ends in tears. Darling, have a heart. Let one mistake keep us apart. I'm not meant to live alone. Turn this house into a home. When I climb the stairs and turn the key, oh, please be there still. It's so nice to have a man around the house. It's so nice to have a man around the house. I'm not meant to live alone. Turn this house into a home. When I climb the stairs and turn still in love.
singer Ella Fitzgerald live at the Montreux Jazz Festival in 1969 performing A House Is Not a Home, written in 1964 by Burt Bacharach and Hal David. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're saluting the great songwriter Burt Bacharach, who passed away on February 8th at age 94. Burt Bacharach was born in Kansas City, Missouri in 1928, but grew up mostly in Queens, New York. He developed a bug for pop music while in high school, and later went on to study music and perform as a pianist, first at the Catskills, and then while enlisted in the Army. After he was discharged, he worked as an accompanist for people like Vic Damone, the Ames Brothers, and Steve Lawrence. And it was around this time when he realized he could probably write a better song than these acts were performing. So he got an office in New York's Brill Building, a songwriting mecca at the time, and started to compose. It was in the Brill Building in 1957 that he met the lyricist he would spend a career working alongside, Hal David. And over the next several years, he and Hal David produced dozens of pop hits. I've always felt that Bacharach's music was some kind of relic from a bygone era. His music was lyrical, with a touch of jazz. His chord progressions were colorful and complex, and his songs always had a subtle sophistication to them. While Bacharach songs are stylistically rooted in the 1960s, their mod style defined much of the decade in some ways, his craft harkened back to an earlier era of songwriting, and craftspeople like Jerome Kern or Cole Porter. Bacharach was never merely a songwriter, though. He was also an arranger and producer, and he took a prominent role in the studio making sure his songs came out exactly as he envisioned. So before we look at some jazz covers of Burt Bacharach tunes, let's hear some of his original arrangements, performed by one of his most frequent collaborators, Dionne Warwick. Warwick first teamed up with Bacharach and David in 1962, when Warwick was still an unknown singer. Many of Bacharach's songs were specifically written to fit her style. Here is Dionne Warwick in 1963 with her first top 10 single, Burt Bacharach and Hal David's Anyone Who Had a Heart, on Afterglow.
Anyone who ever loved could look at me and know that I love you. Anyone who ever dreamed could look at me and know I dream of you. Knowing I love you so. Goodbye, dear. Loving you the way I do, I take you back. Without you, I die, dear. Knowing I love you so. You hurt me and be so untrue. What am I to do?
Dionne Warwick in 1969 with Burt Bacharach and Hal David's I'll Never Fall in Love Again. That was originally written in 1968 for Bacharach and David's only original musical, Promises, Promises. Before that, Warwick with Anyone Who Had a Heart, written by Bacharach and David in 1963. Dionne Warwick was not the only singer who had an association with the music of Burt Bacharach in the 1960s. Another singer was Aretha Franklin. Now, Bacharach never worked in the studio with Franklin, nor did he write any songs specifically for her, like he did with Warwick. However, Franklin was a huge admirer of Warwick. After all, Aretha Franklin's backing singers were the group The Sweet Inspirations, a group that Warwick used to be a part of before going solo. And so, on more than one occasion, Franklin covered one of Warwick and Bacharach's songs, adding her own R&B flair to it. And for some people, the later Aretha Franklin versions of these Bacharach tunes are more iconic than the Dionne Warwick originals. Let's hear two of those now. First up, this is Aretha Franklin in 1964, performing the 1963 Burt Bacharach and Dionne Warwick song, Walk On By, on Afterglow.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry, each time we meet, walk on by.
Walk on by.
Stop. Walk on by.
Stop.
Stop.
walk on by. Now you know you gotta go, so walk by. Make believe you never see the tears I cry.
Aretha Franklin, with two songs written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David, and originally performed by Dionne Warwick. Just now we heard her in 1968 with her hit version of I Say a Little Prayer, featuring the Sweet Inspirations, Warwick's former group, singing background vocals. Before that, in 1964 with Walk On By, for her Columbia album, Runnin' Outta Fools. By the mid-1960s, Burt Bacharach began lending his songwriting talents to things beyond just the pop charts. He was recruited by Hollywood to start writing songs for films. In 1965, Burt Bacharach wrote the title song for the Michael Caine comedy Alfie, as well as the film What's New, Pussycat. And in 1967, he wrote the entire score for the unofficial Bond film Casino Royale, including the film's love theme, The Look of Love. Let's hear a few of those film songs now, performed by jazz singer Nancy Wilson. First, this is Nancy Wilson in 1967 with Burt Bacharach and Hal David's Alfie, on Afterglow.
What's it all about, Alfie? Is it just for the moment we live? What's it all about when you thought it count, Alfie? Are we meant to take more than we give? Or are we meant to be kind and only fools are kind, Alfie? Then I guess it is wise to be cruel and if life belongs only to the strong, Alfie. What will you lend on an old golden rule? As sure as I believe, there's a heaven above, Alfie. I know there's something much more, something even now believers can believe in. I believe in love, Alfie. Without true love, we just exist, Alfie. Until you find the love you missed, you're nothing, Alfie. When you walk, let your heart lead the way, and you'll find love any day, Alfie.
The look of love is in your eyes, a look your smile can disguise. The look of love, it's saying so much more than just words could ever say. And what my heart has heard, well, it takes my breath away. I can hardly wait to hold you, feel my arms around you. How long have I waited, waited just to hold you? Now that I have found you, you've got the look of love. It's on your face, a look that time can't erase. Be mine tonight. Let this be just the start of so many nights like this. Let's take a lover's vow and then seal it with a kiss. I can hardly wait to hold you, feel my arms around you. How long have I waited, waited just to hold you? Now that I have found you, don't ever go.
Nancy Wilson in 1968 with The Look of Love, written for the 1967 film Casino Royale. Before that, we heard her in 1967 with Alfie, written for the 1965 comedy film of the same name. Both of those songs were composed by songwriter Burt Bacharach and lyricist Hal David. We'll have more of the Burt Bacharach songbook in just a bit. Stay with us. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been exploring the songbook of Burt Bacharach this hour. The songwriter passed away in February at age 94. Nearly every major jazz pop singer who was working in the 1960s recorded at least one song by Burt Bacharach. Nancy Wilson, Ella Fitzgerald, Peggy Lee, Mel Torme, Johnny Mathis, Tony Bennett, and even Frank Sinatra. However, Old Blue Eyes wasn't exactly fond of the songwriter. Sinatra was in his 50s by the time the younger Bacharach started making it big, and by that point, he didn't care much for Bacharach's penchant for complicated melodies, complex harmonies, and odd time signatures. Nevertheless, Sinatra recorded two Bacharach songs in his career, the first one in 1964 on his second album with Count Basie called It Might As Well Be Swing. Their song choice was the 1963 tune Wives and Lovers, which had just won a Grammy Award for singer Jack Jones. The lyrics are pretty misogynistic, even by 1960s standards, although it is interesting that a song called Wives and Lovers connects Sinatra and Bacharach, because the two did have one thing in common. Sinatra's former lover, the actress Angie Dickinson, later became Bacharach's wife. Here's that song now. This is Frank Sinatra and Count Basie with Burt Bacharach and Hal David's Wives and Lovers on Afterglow.
Hey, little girl, comb your hair, fix your makeup. Soon he will open the door. Don't think because there's a ring on your finger, you needn't try anymore. For wives should always be lovers too. Run to his arms the moment he comes home to you. I'm warning you. Day after day, there are girls at the office, and the men will always be men. Don't send him off with your hair still in curlers. You may not see him again. Wives should always be lovers too. Run to his arms the moment he comes home to you. He's almost here.
something you'd wear to go to the city. Dim all the lights or the wine, start the music. Time to get ready for love. It's time to get ready for love. Yes, it's time to get ready for love. It's time to get ready. Kick your shoes off, baby. Suddenly appear every time you are near. Just like me, they long to be close to you. Why do stars fall down from the sky every time you walk by? Just like me, they long to be close to you. On the day that you were born, the angels got together and decided to create a dream come true. So they sprinkled moon dust in your hair of gold and starlight in your eyes of blue. That is why all the boys in town follow you all around. Just like me, they long to be close to you. Follow you all around. Just like me, they long to be close to you. Just like me, they long to be close.
Frank Sinatra with two songs by Burt Bacharach. Just now, the song They Long to Be Close to You, originally written by Bacharach and lyricist Hal David in 1963, although not becoming a hit until it was recorded by the Carpenters in 1970. That comes from Sinatra's 1971 album Sinatra and Company, arranged by Don Costa. Before that, Sinatra and Count Basie in 1964 with Bacharach and David's Wives and Lovers. In the 1960s and 70s, many jazz singers who recorded a version of a Burt Bacharach tune performed it in a style that more closely resembled the pop original by Bacharach, like what we just heard with Sinatra's version of They Long to Be Close to You. This is the case for Bacharach tunes recorded around this time by Peggy Lee, Rosemary Clooney, Ella Fitzgerald, and more. However, a few singers pushed Bacharach's songs in a more authentic jazz direction, to incredible results, if you ask me. And let's hear two of those now. We'll start with Tony Bennett in 1969. This is his version of the Burt Bacharach and Hal David tune, What the World Needs Now is Love, on Afterglow.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains and hillsides enough to climb. There are oceans and rivers enough to cross. Enough to last to the end of time. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. No, not just for some, but just for everyone. Lord, we don't need another meadow. There are cornfields and wheat fields enough to grow. There are sunbeams and moonbeams enough to shine. Come on, listen, Lord, if you wanna know. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. No, not just for some, but what the world needs now is
falling on my head, just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed. Nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head. They keep falling, so I just give me some talking to the sun. And I said I didn't like the way he got things done, sleeping on the job. Those raindrops are falling on my head. Thing I know, the blues they send to me won't defeat me. It won't be long till happiness steps up to greet. Raindrops keep falling on my head. No, that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining. I'm free. Nothing's worrying me.
Mm-hmm.
that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me. Nothing's worrying me.
Two jazz versions of Burt Bacharach tunes. Just now we heard singer Johnny Hartman in 1973 with Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. And before that, Tony Bennett in 1969 with What the World Needs Now is Love. In more recent years, jazz and pop singers continue to record the music of Burt Bacharach. Jazz singers like Diana Krall and Stacey Kent have recorded an occasional Bacharach tune, and jazz singers like Nicky Parrott and Denise Donatelli have each devoted entire albums to his songbook. One jazz singer with perhaps the most impressive Bacharach pedigree to record an album of Bacharach tunes is Steve Tyrell. Before devoting himself to singing jazz full-time, Steve Tyrell was a producer for Scepter Records, the label that produced most of Bacharach's 1960s hit songs. As a young man, he got to work alongside Bacharach and even co-produced the original version of the song we just heard, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, with singer B.J. Thomas. In 2018, Steve Tyrell recorded a tribute album to his mentor called Back to Bacharach, and even featured Burt playing piano on a few tunes, including this next one. This is Steve Tyrell, Burt Bacharach, and the original performer of this song, Herb Alpert, performing the tune This Guy's in Love with You on Afterglow.
You see this guy, this guy's in love with you. Yes, I'm in love. Who looks at you the way I do? When you smile, I can't tell. How can I show you? I'm glad I got to know you, 'cause I've heard some talk. They say you think I'm fine. This guy's in love, and what I do to make you mine, tell me now, is it so? Don't let me be the last to know. My hands are shaking, don't let my heart keep breaking, 'cause I need your love. I want your love. Say you're in love with this guy. If not, I'll just die. I need your love. I want your love. Say you're in love with this guy. If not, I'll just die.
I walk along the city streets you used to walk along with me. And every step I take recalls how much in love we used to be. How can I forget you when there is always something there?
Jazz singer Nikki Perrott with Burt Bacharach and Hal David's There's Always Something There to Remind Me from her Bacharach Songbook album from 2017. And before that, jazz singer Steve Tyrell with Bacharach on piano performing This Guy's in Love with You from his Bacharach Songbook album from 2018. Burt Bacharach continued to work with lyricist Hal David through the early 1970s. In the early 1980s, he found a new songwriting partner, Carol Bayer Sager, who also became his wife. The two wrote several hits together, including That's What Friends Are For, another hit for singer Dionne Warwick. In the late 1990s, he found one more significant musical partner in singer Elvis Costello. Costello reignited some of the jazz-influenced harmonies that Bacharach often employed, and their 1998 album together called Painted From Memory became a critical success. The songs from this album were recorded again the following year for the album The Sweetest Punch, with even more jazz-oriented arrangements featuring work by jazz guitarist Bill Frisell and jazz vocalist Cassandra Wilson. To close off this hour, let's hear a track from that album. This is Cassandra Wilson and Bill Frisell in 1999 performing the Burt Bacharach and Elvis Costello song, Painted From Memory, on Afterglow.
Such a picture of loveliness. Didn't you notice the resemblance? Doesn't it look like he could speak? those eyes I try to capture. They're lost to me now, forever. He smiles for someone else. Funny how looks can be deceiving, but he's not easily painted from
Cassandra Wilson and Bill Frisell performing Painted from Memory, written by Burt Bacharach and Elvis Costello, and featured there on the album The Sweetest Punch from 1999. And thanks for tuning into this Burt Bacharach Songbook edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.